Dr. Lax was a Methodist minister. One day news came that an old man was seriously ill, so Dr. Lax visited him. Unfortunately, when he arrived, the pastor found that he wasn't welcome. The old man saw the pastor's clothes and refused to talk. But while there, Dr. Lax noticed how dreary and empty the room was. He assumed that there was probably little food as well. So when he left the patient, Dr. Lax stopped at the butcher's and had two lamb chops delivered. He visited again a few days later, and though not talkative, the old man seemed friendlier. On the way home, another order was left with the butcher. And by the third visit, the old man was quite changed. Dr. Lax was even able to pray with the man. Soon Dr. Lax learned that the old gentleman had died. And at the end, when he was hardly able to speak, the old man had gasped, "Tell Dr. Lax it's all right now. I'm going to God. But be sure to tell him that it wasn't his preaching that changed me. It was those lamb chops." Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5 tell us, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near." You see, sometimes we forget that our message needs legs. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 13 that it isn't our strength or prestige or our many words that change people. It's more often the presence of gentleness and love in the things that we do that soften hearts. Is there someone you've been preaching to recently? Have you exhausted every possible argument trying to get them to consider the claims of Christ and move them towards faith in his death and resurrection? Well, maybe it's time to think about using an argument from service. Maybe it's time to pause the talking about Jesus and begin showing them Jesus.